We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
6:45 and a half. Some fog still lingering. Be aware of that and be safe. Tommy Tucker, WWL. Wednesday morning, December 8th. Countdown to Christmas. Day 101 of the Ida recovery. Morning showers, the highs of 68 today. Then the humidity returns. Highs of 80, 82 and breezy. Friday, Saturday, storms and colder as a front moves through. Highs of 78. Then chilly and breezy on Sunday. Highs of 58. 68 on Monday and 72 on Tuesday. Our friend, Louisiana Commissioner of Agriculture and Forestry, Mike Strain, joins us now. Dr. Mike Strain, as we talk to him every week. We love to talk to him because we always learn something. Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Man, I am doing great. It's a great day, Louisiana Agriculture, Forest, and Aquaculture. You doing okay?
I'm doing all right. Is it foggy where you are or not?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I live in, you know, kind of in the we call it the Flatwoods here in the Beta Springs, and I'm surrounded by, you know, some of the low-lying areas. So, yeah, it's pretty foggy. And it was really foggy and kind of nasty all day yesterday as I was traveling across the basins. But, you know, we expect that this time of year, and you got to give everything just a little more time, slow down a little bit, and be really careful.
Mike, let's talk about winterizing people's homes. What are some of the things that they can do to get ready for the winter, presuming that we do have some cold days?
Well, now is the time, before it gets cold, to go ahead and pick up what you need. If you use heat lamps, quote, in your water pump shed, or if you have, you know, chickens or whatever to do that. Also, now's the time to wrap the pipes. Don't wait till it's freezing cold late at night and, you know, and go down to the big box or to your hardware store and try to get those covers. Don't wait till the last minute. So here on the farm, you know, and so, you know, I'll do my home, my farm, I'll check out moms and that sort of thing. But the first thing we do is check the antifreeze levels in all of our equipment. And that's a big deal. And the thing about antifreeze, it's highly poisonous to dogs and cats. So you make sure, you know, whenever you're handling that, it's disposed of properly. Don't leave it out. Don't drain it on the ground. And then check out all your pipes, because inevitably you're going to need to go ahead and add some insulation. They got really nice, you know, foam insulation and foam tape. It's the time to do it is now and get ready. They also have, you know, for those raised houses, there is a tape that you can put on pipes that actually you can plug in and provides a little bit of heat. Because if you remember, we had those disastrous freezes last year, and you really need to get ready. And, you know, there's a lot of things we do on the farm, but check all your pipes, get all your supplies, get all the foam that you might need, get a little bit extra, check all your antifreeze, and get those heat lamps. Because what will happen, if you think, well, I've got to have a heat lamp put out in the old pump shed, well, guess what? When you go, they won't have any, and now you got a problem. So it really is time to get ready and do it now. And that way, on the night when it's cold, now we drip our faucets and everything, but you can make a lot shorter work out of it than be out there in the rain and the cold and do it. But it's going to get cold. It's probably going to be in January. We are predicting a much milder winter, and we've seen that reflected in the natural gas prices and really in the last 10 days. I mean, we're down into the $3.50 category. You know, again, it's come down $3.60, whereas several weeks ago it was $5.50. And so hopefully we're going to have a milder winter. And that's a good thing, but now's the time to get ready. Also, if you're going to be wrapping your plants, you know, they make the bags to put over your citrus trees and that sort of thing. Now's the time to get them. And also, you know, people like to, you know, pile, just go ahead and put, you know, ground cover and other things all around the root base of the plants, actually you need to leave the root base by the tree trunk. That needs to be left open. And, you know, you put the, you know, you mulch around it, but you leave the center open so that the heat of the ground can radiate up into the tree. That's a common mistake a lot of people make getting ready and winterizing the more delicate plants.
Mike, let me take a quick break. We'll pick it up when we come back. I was laughing as you talked about wrapping the pipes. Don't wait until it's shivery. You're cold and you're shivering. And if I had a dollar for every time I did that, because I say I'm going to do it early every year, and every year I'm out there with a flashlight in my mouth, freezing behind the bushes, trying to find a pipe to wrap it, and sometimes it's raining. So you're right. Don't put it on. Somebody texted and said, I'm confused. I missed something. I thought Mike Strain comes on Thursday. He does, but we're having a radiothon tomorrow, so Mike was nice enough to join us today. We'll talk about firewood and some other things when we come back. And also the story out of Monroe, a man that thought his wife's death could be related to deer meat with Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease in humans and chronic wasting disease in deer. And we'll talk about that as well. If you're a deer hunter, you might want to listen up. 650, 10 till 7, traffic now on WWL. 6:56, 4 till 7, never enough time with Mike Strain, Commissioner, Louisiana Department of Agriculture and Forestry. Mike, we're in the lightning round now. Dollar values are tripled. You want to talk about Champions Day at the fairgrounds on Saturday?
Yes, that's a great day. It's Louisiana Champions Day, more than $1 million in purses. And a big part of that is they will be giving away six $1,000 scholarships, and it's for our, you know, young people that are in college. And so all they have to do is go there between 11 and 12 and sign up and be there. And they're going to have drawings, four drawings from Louisiana Thoroughbred Breeders Association, two drawings from the racetrack, $1,000 scholarships. So two scholarships will be awarded after the fifth, sixth, and seventh races. And at Champions Day, and I will be there, it's a lot of fun. The finest Louisiana horses, again, 10 races, more than $1 million in purses, and it's a big deal. And for college students, they go there. All they have to do, they bring their ID and their college ID, the university ID number. They sign up from 11 to 12, and they just be there down by. And we're right there on the ground, right at the finish line with the students, and we draw for scholarships. And, again, six $1,000 scholarships. It's a great thing. And the thoroughbred breeders and the racetrack do that for our young people. And it's a lot of fun, and the finest Louisiana horses. The racing industry is more than a billion-dollar industry here in Louisiana. We have some of the finest race horses in the world. And, of course, it is supported by the LSU School of Veterinary Medicine and the Equine Research Program, the studies program, which is also supported by the racing industry. So there's a whole lot going on, and we'll see all of our friends there. And, you know, for many years I was an equine practitioner. That means horse doctor, right? An equine practitioner, and I love horses and going out to the, you know, to the track and seeing those horses and being with my friends. So it's a great day at the racetrack.
Mike, this story out of Monroe about Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, which is a muscular dystrophy, and then chronic wasting disease in deer. Is there anything there that deer hunters should be concerned with?
Well, so far, it's not in Louisiana. Now, there's a prohibition against feeding deer in northeast Louisiana. And so in two particular parishes, that's the case because we don't want it to come into Louisiana. But what really, you avoid the neurological tissue. There's no direct evidence so far that you can get chronic wasting disease from deer. They have a, you know, it's that chronic wasting disease is what the disease is called in deer. It's called Jakob's Creutzfeldt, you know, in humans, mad cow disease. There's always a concern. We worry about it moving from species to species, but so far it is not in Louisiana. But again, if you see a deer, you know, in the wild that's acting strange, let it pass, right? That's not the one you want to take. And, of course, it was found in Union County, Arkansas, 7.5 miles north of Louisiana. And so, again, they're not allowing the parishes, and that's in Union and Morehouse, to feed deer to bring them, because that would bring them down.
Gotcha, Mike. Thank you. I appreciate your time. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year to you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.